Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
That's Heartland Rock and Roll right there, buddy. John Cougar Mellencamp, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with our friend Terrence Grado. Terrence is Director of National and State Policy at Generation Opportunity. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Terrence, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you and tell the audience a little bit about your organization.
Sure. You can find us at generationopportunity.org. We also have multiple Facebook pages, which you can find us on our website as well. And we're a national nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and we target 18 to 29-year-olds. Yep. And we talk about issues that impact this generation. Jobs,
generation, generation
particular.
Y, the millennials. That's right. Yeah.
You know, issues that impact this generation, and we message them through social media. After all, that's where they hang out. That's where they get their information. And we're also on the ground in all the states, college campuses, young professionals.
So when you, I know you're in your mid-20s, Terrence. When you get to be 30, do we have to fire you? How does that work?
Well, I hope not.
Okay, all right, good. Well, I'm just wondering. You know, I didn't know whether you're gonna, you know, eventually just grow out of a job. So, hey, Terrence, I want to get back to folks. What we're talking about, what we've been talking about, are what I'm calling, and I'm calling it, I'm saying it out loud to you, the failed policies of President Barack Obama. He's had over 4 years, and he hasn't made that. There has not been a dent really made in the economy. We're not in a depression, but we spent a lot of money and we haven't made much progress. And here it is all these years later, and the economy's still floundering. Unemployment is still unbelievably high. Millions, tens of millions, over 20 million Americans are either unemployed or underemployed. That's ridiculous. And demographically, when you break it down by the youth, by African Americans, by Hispanics, those numbers are abominable, and these are the things that Terrence's group tracks and keeps up with. But there's a new development, Terrence. There's a proposed Secretary of Labor that's in the works right now, a man named Thomas Perez. Tell us about him.
Well, you know, Thomas Perez, there's going to be committee hearings soon to replace Secretary Solis, who is no longer going to be in Obama's cabinet. Doesn't seem like a definite date necessarily has been proposed in those hearings, but it's coming up. And, you know, it's really important going forward because Department of Labor, very hands-on on jobs policy, labor policy, and also on, you know, where we're going to be going with the minimum wage, as President Obama has proposed.
So think about this, folks. Youth unemployment is over 12%. Hispanic unemployment is what? What is that number?
For 18 and 29-year-olds, it's almost 14%.
Almost 14%. Black unemployment is over 20%. Over 22%. Almost 23%. And yet, President Obama thinks that raising minimum wage will help these people. Well, you know what? We've seen this movie before, Terrence. When minimum wage goes up, those people are not helped. They're actually harmed, aren't they?
That's right. You know, the minimum wage, the president and allies talk a lot like, you know, families rely on minimum wage all the time. But really, minimum wage is to get more experience, to get your foot in the door.
That's right.
You know, nearly two-thirds, over 63% of those that do work minimum wage jobs, they're under 30. You know, these are young people. They're doing it for the experience to get their foot in the door. And, you know, two-thirds of minimum wage earners earn a raise within a year.
That's right.
So they're not staying at that low level for long.
It's entry. It's not minimum wage. It's entry wage. And it was founded with a bad name. The name was not intuitive and accurate, but the truth is it should be called entry level wage, and you earn from there. I mean, the idea of raising that as if that were a price per hour that people needed, you know, were going to be living on, you know. And then you hear these people talking about a living wage. Well, you know what, Terrence? If $7.25 is not enough, and they think it needs to be $9, why don't we just make it $25 an hour? I mean, this money just falls out of heaven anyway, right? Let's just make it $25 an hour.
Well, it's funny you say that, because not too long ago there was a congressman who jokingly said, "Why don't we make it $1 million?"
Yeah, that's exactly right.
$1 million.
This new guy Perez, the new proposed Secretary of Labor, he's really going to be he's going to take President Obama's ideas for this minimum wage. He's going to take that and run with it, isn't he?
You know, I mean, it's tough to say for sure, but I'd be willing to say yes. And you know,
I mean, that's his background, right?
It is. You know, he was over in Maryland, Department of Labor, under O'Malley and such. And you know, there's been a lot of. If you really look into him, you know, he's got some radical views on social issues. But when you come down to fiscal issues as well, you know, he had to have several audits of his of what he was doing. You know, audit after audit said there needed to be additional controls. He was mismanaging funds, and this is the guy that we want to put up to lead the country here. It's kind of troubling.
Folks, we got a lot of problems here, and we don't seem to have any leadership, and that's the problem. Terrence Grado is with Generation Opportunity. Put a .org on the end there, and you'll find his website. Thanks, Terrence, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, of course. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.